Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
So good to see so many here this morning.
好高兴见到大家喺我哋当中。
It is wonderful to be in the house of God.
能够喺神嘅家里面一同嘅相聚，实在系一件美善嘅事情。
To be able to live together as brothers and sisters in Christ before our Lord.
我哋能够活喺主嘅面前，作为弟兄姊妹，实在系美好。
Because really, this is a place of refuge and a time of rest.
因为呢一处系一处嘅避难所，喺呢一度我哋能够找着安息。
As we live in this world that is so full of busyness and even anxiety.
实在我哋活喺呢一个地上呢个世界充满着焦虑，我哋能够喺神嘅家系能够找到安息。
I'd like to start our time this morning by looking just at a few verses, three verses, four verses.
开始的时候愿意同大家读三四节的圣经。
I'd like to start in 1 Chronicles chapter 22.
第一节经文是记载在历代记上第22章。
1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 6.
历代记上第22章第6节。
It reads, Then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel.
大卫召了他儿子所罗门来，嘱咐他给耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇。
And then over to verse 16.
16节。
Of the gold, the silver, the bronze, and the iron, there is no limit. Arise and work, and may the Lord be with you.
并有无数的金银铜铁，你当起来办事，愿耶和华与你同在。
And then over to the book of Proverbs.
之后我哋睇箴言
，chapter 24,
第二十四章
，verses 3 and 4,
第三同第四节。
It is written in there, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled.With all precious and pleasant riches.
箴言二十四章第三、第四节，房屋因智慧建造，又因聪明立稳，其中因知识充满各样美好宝贵的财物。
This morning, as I was waiting upon the Lord as far as what it is to share.
今天早上，当我嚟去等候喺主面前，要同大家嚟去分享啲咩题目嘅时候。
And the Lord placed on my heart this image of the house of God.
神就将呢一幅神嘅家呢一幅图画放喺我嘅心里面。
And how it is that we are so privileged to be not only brought into the house of God.
我系见到喺呢个图画里面，唔单止系何等一个特权，能够被邀请进入神嘅家。
But we are actually those who are called to.Be a part of this building process.
我哋更加系被呼召要一同嘅嚟去建造神嘅家。
In some ways, it's strange to think that the house of God is still being built.
我哋嚟去思想，好似好奇怪，神嘅家仲系被建造紧。
But in some wonderful way, we are included to be part of that building process.
但系实在系好奇妙嘅一件事情。我哋系与神嚟去同工，一同嘅嚟去建造神嘅家。
Off to the glory of God.
完全系为着神嘅荣耀嘅缘故。
Some of you may remember the last time I was here sharing the burden that the Lord had given to me was to arise and to do the will of God.
或者弟兄姊妹记得我上一次嗰个负担就系要神系呼召我哋嚟去起来。是为着神的旨意来去作工。
And we finish around this section here in regards to the person of Solomon, the son of King David.
完结的时候我们就来去分享所罗门王大卫的儿子。
He himself was called, prepared by the Lord for a specific task.
他是被神呼召是预备作一件很特别的事情。
To be the one who would build the house of God.
佢就係被神呼召為神嚟去建造神嘅殿嘅嗰一位。
That the Lord would have this place to dwell amongst his people.
使神喺神嘅百姓里面有呢一个地方系神得着嚟得着赞美嘅。
And so while we did not read it here this morning, but you can see it in 1 Chronicles 22 between those verses that we had read, that so much had been prepared for Solomon by his father, King David.
咁我哋喺历代记上第22章嗰度，我哋见到大卫系为着神嘅殿，为佢儿子所罗门预备咗好多嘅材料，让所罗门能够嚟去建造圣殿。
All the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron.
所有嗰一啲嘅金银铜铁
，it was beyond weight. Really, there's almost like no limit.
系无数嘅金银铜铁，系为着起圣殿嚟去作预备。
The timber of cedar logs, it was beyond number.
嗰啲嘅嗰啲木都系系数唔尽嘅。
All the workmen, the stone cutters, the masoners, the carpenters, all those skilled.
同埋嗰啲石匠、木匠、嗰啲巧匠都系数唔尽，系预备好嚟去准备建造圣殿。
Even the priests and the Levites, all these had been prepared by King David for his son to do this work.
甚至嗰啲嘅利未人同埋祭司大卫都已经为所罗门预备好呢一切嚟去建造圣殿。
In a similar way, similar fashion, we as sons of the Almighty God, of the King of Heaven, have been equally prepared.
同样我哋今日作为呢一个天上神嘅儿女，佢已经为我哋预备好一切，让我哋能够起来建造圣殿。
We have the Word of God.
我哋有神嘅话。
We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我哋亦都有圣灵喺我哋嘅心里面。
We have these times of meeting when we are able to gather together and encourage one another and to glean insight, get a glimpse into what is in the Lord's heart.
我哋亦都有好多嘅聚会能够一同嘅嚟去分享，让我哋有少少嘅能够看见神嘅心意系如何。
And wherever it is that we lack spiritually, the Lord provides many times through one another.
无论我哋灵里面有啲咩嘅缺陷，神都藉住弟兄姊妹喺唔同嘅时候嚟去供应我哋。
And of course, ultimately, we have the Lord.
我哋里面亦都有主自己。
He's the one who is orchestrating and behind everything in order for us to be successful to be able to build up the house of the Lord.
主喺一切事情嘅背后。嚟去控制一切，让我哋能够顺利嘅、成功嘅，嚟去为着神嘅家建造呢件事能够摆上。
But just like Solomon, there was still one thing left to do.
但系好似喺呢一度所罗门一样，仍然有一件事情要做嘅。
And that is to arise, to take action and to build.
就系要起来嚟去作工，嚟去建造。
And so this morning, I'd like to continue along this line as far as we arise and as we take action, how is it that we are to build?
所以今天早上我愿意嚟去继续呢一条线，就系当我哋起来，当我哋嚟去作工嘅时候，我哋要点样嚟去建造呢？
What is it that we are to build on? What is it that we are to build with?
我哋要建立喺啲乜嘢上面？我哋要用啲乜嘢嚟去建造呢？
And how does this look?
建造出嚟嘅又系点样咧？
And I believe this is revealed to us in that passage in Proverbs 24.
咁我相信头先嗰啲嘅问题都系喺箴言24章第三至第四节嗰度揾到答案。
As we've read that the house is built by wisdom.
我哋首先睇到房屋系因智慧建造。
And it is established by understanding.
系又因聪明立稳。
And that the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches by knowledge.
其中因知识充满各样美好宝贵嘅财物。
So the Lord grants to us this wonderful wisdom.
所以神系将呢一个智慧嚟去赐过俾我哋。
By which we have to be able to build the house of God.
我哋能够因智慧而嚟去建造房屋。
But first we have to understand that this wisdom that the Lord gives to us is not the wisdom of this world.
但是首先我们要明白要认识这个神赐给我们的智慧不是这些地上的智慧。
It's a heavenly wisdom.
是一个属天的智慧。
We know that there is a lot of wisdom in this world.
我们晓得在地上有很多不同的智慧。
And that we can benefit much by listening to the wisdom of this world.
我们听地上的智慧可能得着很多益处。
And oftentimes when I think of wisdom, I think of all these sayings that we grew up with.
咁当我嚟去谂起啲地上嘅智慧嘅时候，咁我就成日谂起当我长大嘅时候，听到好多嘅嗰啲嘅嘅名言。
It's all these adages that we say to one another, reminding us as to how it is that we ought to conduct ourselves.
咁呢一啲嘅啲句子，我哋互相嚟去讲嚟去去鼓励大家，我哋应该点样嚟去活喺呢个地上面。
The attitude that we need to remind each other to have as we face and encounter different situations.
就系当我哋喺呢个世界面对唔同嘅困难嘅时候，咁呢啲嘅名言啲字言就可以教导我哋点样嚟去向前走。
What does that say? Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
咁有啲人讲你啲蛋孵之前唔好嚟去数你有几多只鸡。
Don't cry over spilled milk.
咁有啲就讲到你唔好为咗一啲倒泻嘅奶嚟去哀伤。
Or learn to walk before you run.
或者有啲讲你要先学行先好学走。
Or give a man a fish and you feed him for one day, but teach a man to fish.And you feed him for a lifetime.
咁有啲人就讲你俾一条鱼一个人就喂佢一日但若果你教呢个人嚟去钓鱼咧，你就能够喂佢一生。
I take it that most of us have heard some, if not all of these before.
咁我相信大家都听过头先我所讲过呢一啲地上嘅智慧。
And from time to time.Others remind us, or we remind others.
咁可能喺我哋人生里面，都被其他人嚟去提醒，或者我哋都会用呢啲咁嘅话嚟去提醒其他人。
But hopefully, as we hear and we consider these old adages, that we also remember that there is a higher wisdom from above.
但系当我哋嚟去思想嚟去谂呢一啲地上嘅智慧嘅时候，我哋要认识。原来在这些的背后有一些是属天更加高尚的智慧。
That when we think about not counting our chickens before the hatch, that we also remember. In the book of Proverbs, it says, Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth.
就好像我们想起这个世界 的话不要在蛋孵之前不要数我们有几多只鸡那我们就想起原来在箴言二十七章第一节那里这样讲不要为明天自夸因为一日要生何事你尚且不能知道。
And that when we're concerned and sad about the milk that had been spilt, a circumstance that had gone poorly, we can remember that we are those who are to forget what is behind and to be those who would reach forward to what lies ahead.
或者当我们来去因着啲倒泻咗嘅奶嚟去忧伤嘅时候，或者因着一啲唔顺境嘅事情所发生，我哋嚟去忧愁嘅时候，咁我哋要记得圣经咁样告诉我哋，要忘记背后，努力面前。
And as the world tells us to learn to walk before we run, we also remember what the Lord tells us that we are to walk by the Spirit and not carry out the desires of our flesh.
咁世界讲到我哋要先学行，之后至学走。咁我哋亦都记得圣经嘅话，我哋要顺圣灵而行，而不放纵肉体嘅情欲。
And then as the world also tells us about giving a man a fish and teaching him even better how to fish for himself, that we would become those who would be fishers of men and follow him.
咁世界讲到我哋唔好净系俾条鱼喂佢，我哋要教佢哋嚟去点样钓鱼。圣经更加告诉我们一个更高的层次，就要我们好像得人如得鱼一样。
Now, all these adages from the world, they're great, they're wonderful.
咁啊，呢一啲啊，從世界嚟嘅嗰啲啊智慧嘅句子啲言語啊，都係好美好嘅。
They teach us how to and remind us how to live in the moment.
啊，咁呢一啲嘅話教導我哋點樣活喺啊嗰一刻嘅裏面。
And even at some level, encourage perhaps empower us to be able to stand firm and stick to what we know we ought to do.
啊，咁啊呢一啲嘅話亦都嚟去教導我哋點樣嚟去站立喺呢個地上面，教導我哋喺唔同嘅情況裏面要做咩事情。
But the heavenly wisdom is contained in the Word of God, gives us more.
但係從天上面嚟嘅智慧，喺神嘅話裏面嚟嘅智慧，係更加高尚嘅。
It doesn't only tell us to live for the moment, but then to also live for the future.
唔單止教導我哋嚟去活在嗰一刻，亦都教導我哋點樣活進。
Because there is something so much greater in store for us.
And
that not only should we empower ourselves or empower others, but that we have the power of God actually within us to strengthen us. Oh, the Lord God, He wants to give us so much more.
主我哋嘅神系何等盼望将更多嘅嚟去赐过俾我哋。
In fact, He wants to give us Himself.
实在佢系要将佢自己嚟去赐过俾我哋。
You know, the world would define wisdom as having experience, knowledge, and good judgment.
咁喺呢个地上，佢哋认为智慧就系从经验而嚟，从知识而嚟。从这个分辨而来
that really we cannot attain wisdom until we've had these experiences or this insight, this knowledge, or practice discernment.
意思就是除非你有这些经历，除非你有这些知识，除非你有这些这样的判断能力，否则你是得不着地上的智慧。
And so that's why this world will tell you to try everything, to do everything, to experience everything, to not set any bounds on yourself.
所以这个世界会鼓励你来去尝试什么都是是不要将自己捆绑在一个空间里面使你得着更多的经历。
And on the surface, that sounds pretty good, actually really good.
表面来看好像很刚听。
But we also know that there are some limitations to this.
但是我们晓得咁样谂系有局限嘅。
And that in of itself, if this is all we have to live by, then we will go down a road of despair and destruction.
就系见到若果呢啲咁样嘅智慧从经验知识而嚟嘅智慧就系所有嘅话我哋晓得只会带我哋进入死亡嘅道路。
This has been the course of man from the beginning.
实在系人嘅历史里面，我哋就见到咁样呢一条堕落嘅道路。
From the Garden of Eden, when man and women were given that choice to choose from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or from the tree of life.
就系喺伊甸园里面，亚当同夏娃就有呢一个选择嚟去选择生命树。定系从呢一个分辨善恶树嘅果子里面嘅树里面嚟去作选择。
Now that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it looked good, is a delight to the eyes, and it was desirable to make one wise.
咁嗰一棵分辨善恶树系睇落去系好好嘅，能够使人有智慧，亦都好似好美丽。
But it was not created for them to eat.
但是这一棵树不是被造为人而去吃上面的果子的。
Rather, I think it was created for them to learn, to fear, and to obey the Lord.
但是这一棵树被神造是要人来去学习怎样能够向神有这个敬畏遵行神的话的那个心。
To be able to appreciate that the Lord has set bounds for us.
就是要神是要人藉着这棵树看见神是为人是 預備咗呢一個嘅境界個界限。
That he has set bounds and limits for us so as to protect ourselves.
啊，咁呢個界限神係劃咗俾人，係要嚟去俾人有呢個嘅保護。
So we do not have to know all the things that he knows.
啊，就係使人就唔需要認識一切神所所知道嘅。
And to experience some of the things that others have experienced before us that were very harmful.
啊，咁使人唔需要嚟去經歷一啲從前人已經所經歷過而係有損害嘅事情。
And there are times in life, I think many times in life, when we are really unable to appreciate all the good that the Lord has prepared for us until we see what the other side looks like as well.
啊，咁啊，我哋喺一生裏邊都可能經歷過就係我哋除非我哋經歷過另外一邊嘅事情否則我哋唔能夠嚟去明白神嗰個嘅美善。
So in some small way, I think this tree of knowledge of good and evil was given unto Adam and Eve and to mankind to be able to see and to respect the ways of the Lord.
所以我相信神係做呢一個分辨善惡樹嚟，係要讓人嚟去去向神有呢一個嘅敬畏同埋曉得神嗰個作為。
So the world tells us that in order to have wisdom, we have to do all these things and try all these things to be free, to be liberated.
啊，咁世界就係告訴我哋要得著地上嘅智慧我哋要經歷一切，我哋要乜都試。
But the Word of God tells us differently.
啊，但係神嘅話佢係唔係咁樣告訴我哋
？That in order to build, we have to start the other way around.
啊，若果我哋要嚟去建造我哋要轉過嚟我哋首先要有智慧。
That it starts with the wisdom of God.
我哋要有首先要有神嘅智慧，才可以開始嚟去建造。
And from wisdom comes knowledge and understanding.
有咗神嘅智慧之後，就有知識同埋有呢一個嘅聰明。
And we may wonder how can that be? That makes no sense at all from all that we've learned in this world.
咁我哋用地上我哋所學到嘅我哋覺得咁樣係冇可能嘅。
From a lot of what our parents who have good intentions have taught us, from what our teachers in school have taught us.
咁聖經所咁樣教導係同我哋嘅父母同埋學校老師教我哋完全相反。
As we often think of those who are wise are those who are elderly and old and have all this wisdom in them from their many years of experience.
因為我哋嘅印象裏面地上認為有智慧的人都是一些年長很有經驗很有學識的那些人。
There is some truth to that.
咁可能都咁樣諗都係啱嘅。
But there is a better way.
但係喺神嘅話裡面告訴我哋係有更美好嘅事情。
I might even dare say there is an only way.
或者我咁樣講係有一條唯一嘅道路。
If we turn over to Proverbs Chapter 8.
咁我哋嚟去睇箴言第八章嘅时候
，verse 12，
第十二节。
We recall that wisdom is not just a noun or an adjective, but is actually a person.
咁我哋喺嗰度睇到智慧唔系一个嘅形容词，唔系一个嘅品质，佢系一个人。
Is not a characteristic.
唔系一个嘅性格。
But is revealed in the Word of God that is actually the person, Lord Jesus Christ.
却系喺圣经里面嚟去启示我哋，就系一个位格，呢个位格就系我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
And here in Proverbs 8:12, we see that the order.
喺第箴言第八章十二节嗰度，我哋见到嗰一个嘅次序。
That wisdom dwells with prudence, and I, wisdom, find knowledge and discretion.
我哋呢度见到我智慧以灵明为居所，又寻得知识和谋略。
The world will tell you that knowledge and discretion lead to wisdom.
世界会告诉我哋 知识同埋谋略会引我哋到智慧嗰度。
But the Lord God tells us that it's the other way around, that it's wisdom that's going to lead us to knowledge and discretion.
神嘅话告诉我哋，呢个系唔啱嘅，系相反嘅。系智慧首先，系居所嗰度之后嚟去寻得知识同埋谋略。
Because we know that wisdom is a person.
因为我哋晓得智慧系一个人。
And that becomes very clear for us as those who are New Testament believers, and we can look at the Word and then as revealed in the New Testament.
咁我哋呢一班新約嘅信徒，睇新約就能夠理解，因為神嘅話就係耶穌基督。
And we won't spend time this morning, but if we were to look through and we look in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we come to see very clearly that Christ Jesus is the wisdom of God.
咁我哋今天早上冇時間嚟去仔細睇，但係當我哋嚟去睇哥林多前書第一章嘅時候，我哋就見到神主耶穌基督就係神嘅智慧。
He is to be our wisdom.
佢要成为我哋嘅智慧。
He is the one who leads us to understanding and to knowledge.
佢就係嗰一位要带我哋到知识同埋聪明嘅嗰一位。
See, a lot of times as we live in this world, as we've been trained up in this world, we think that all that we want to pursue is knowledge and gain more and more knowledge. And then with that, we practice and gain understanding, and then we will have wisdom.
咁我哋活喺呢个地上就係被其他人咁样教我哋我哋要嚟去得着好多嘅知识得着知识之后就会变得聪明变得聪明之后就能够得着智慧。
We calculate and we assess, we pull data in order for us to evaluate all the different options that are before us in all aspects of our lives, in our work, in our family life.
咁喺我哋无论喺工作我哋喺家庭里面我哋都用好多嘅方法嚟去寻找好多嘅资料嚟去嚟用呢啲资料嚟去作出计算计算之后就作出一啲以为系聪明嘅决定。
And sometimes that is good, that's important.
咁当然都系重要嘅呢一啲。
But I think at times we sometimes forget that we have our Lord in heaven whom we can turn to.
但系好多时候我哋就忘记咗原来我哋天上面有我哋嘅主我哋能够依靠佢。
And whom resides all wisdom and knowledge and understanding and power.
喺主里面有一切嘅智慧一切嘅知识一切嘅聪明一切嘅能力。
And even at times when the data, the statistics, the knowledge would say, don't go in this direction.
就是即使地上嗰一啲嘅嗰啲嘅资料係告诉我哋唔好走一条走一条唔好做呢个决定唔好走一条路。
The Lord will tell us it is okay to go in this direction.
但係主可能会叫我哋係可以嘅我哋可以做呢个决定可以走呢条路。
Because he knows all things.
因为主晓得一切。
And he has all things covered.
佢亦都喺一切里面都係喺嗰度掌管一切嘅。
What I really point to is there are times, many times, when we need to have that faith like a child.
我所愿意同大家分享嘅就係好多时候我哋要有一个好像小孩子咁单纯嘅嗰一个信心。
Not trust in our own abilities, our own means by which we can collect information and process information to make decisions.
就係唔好靠我哋自己嘅能力嚟去寻找资料嚟去作决定。
But we just simply rely on our Lord.
我哋佢系要好单纯嘅嚟去凭信心嚟去依靠我哋嘅主。
I remember years back when my youngest was an infant.
咁我记得好多年前我最细嗰个儿子仍然系婴孩嘅时候。
Maybe I've lost track of an infant. It's probably a toddler, right? Yeah, a three-year-old.
咁可能唔系婴孩，但系可能三四岁。
And we could take him shopping.
咁我会带佢去行街买嘢。
I don't know. It's not we can take him shopping. We had to take him shopping. Can't just leave him at home.
咁我唔可以留佢屋企，所以咁我哋去行街，咁要带埋佢行街。
He's probably a little bit older, maybe 4 or 5. This is for many years though.
咁好多年前啦，可能系四岁五岁。
See how time does things to our minds. So as we would go down the aisles, he would always say, oh, let's get this.
咁当我哋嚟去买嘢嘅时候，当我哋 他就会去买这样东西啦，买那样东西啦。
Let's get that. Let's. How about one more of these? Two of these.
咁买呢样嘢，买多几样啦，可唔可以啊？
And you know, Lord bless his heart. He wasn't just thinking about himself, but he was thinking about others, the family and friends that he just wanted to buy an endless amount of items for them.
咁佢亦都唔系净系为自己嘅，咁佢都系为咗佢嘅朋友、佢嘅家庭嚟去话买呢样买嗰样。
I don't know why he had this attitude.
And
none of my other sons were like that. But I praise and thank the Lord. Because it did teach me a lesson. Just from even from one who's so young, a child. And not just as far as learning to be generous and thoughtful, but learning that our Lord God has an unending supply of resources and blessings for his people. I mean, this is how our son felt about us as his parents, that we could buy whatever he wanted us to buy him. It's that heart that we also need to capture and have for ourselves. That we have a Heavenly Father whom we can turn to, whom we can ask for all things. Wisdom.
就是我们有这个天父，我们能够随时随地来去向他，来去得着供应，得着帮助。
So as to instruct us so that we may be those who would be able to walk in his way and know then how to conduct ourselves in this lifetime and in so far as being able to build up the house of God with one another.
所以在主里面，我们能够得着一切供应，使我们能够晓得怎样来去与他同行，亦都怎样能够在这个地上能够参与这个建造的工作。So
this needs to be our starting point.
所以这个属天的智慧是我们建造的起头。This
heavenly wisdom, this godly wisdom. Christ, our wisdom.
就是这个属天的智慧，这个从神而来的智慧，就是基督那个智慧。
For when we talk about building a house, we know it all starts with the foundation.
因为我们晓得，我们要建造，首先要有根基。
That if the foundation is not right, then everything else will be unsettled and will be disturbed.
若果这个根基是有问题的话，这个建筑物就会出。
So we start with the best foundation.
所以我们要建立在一个最好的根基上面。
We start with our Lord Jesus.
我们要是在耶稣基督身上面来去建立。Who
is that cornerstone and who is that foundation that's firmly placed for us?
他就是那一块的防角石，他就是那一个的稳固根基。
For all of us who believe in him will not be disturbed. Praise and thank the Lord. That he is that firm foundation for us. We see that the second aspect of this building speaks about understanding.
我们刚才箴言那里见到建造 第二方面就是要有这个的聪明。
For a house to grow, it needs to have understanding.
一间屋要被建造起来，要有聪明。
And to understand, it means to be able to comprehend and to be able to take hold of a point to the degree that we would learn to appropriate it and to live it out.
聪明的意思就是首先要有明白，就是明白一点到一个地步， 呢一點成為你自己嗰一個嘅經歷。
And it requires discernment.
喺呢一個聰明裡面，係講到有呢個分別。
The ability to judge between right and wrong, good and evil.
就係喺聰明裡面，能夠將善惡嚟去分辨出嚟。
But once again, there is really this heavenly type of discernment, this revelation that we need from the Lord that is not based on our own standards by which we are to judge, but it is based on God's standards.
当然在这里所讲到是一个属天的那个分辨，就是要从神那里来去得着那个标准，来去认识什么为善，什么为恶。
So, really what I'm saying is that understanding comes from the Lord.
咁我嘅意思就係呢度所讲到嘅聪明係从主自己而嚟嘅。
Or put in another way, just as we talked about, it comes from wisdom.
聪明係由智慧而嚟嘅。
That is the order. It comes from wisdom, who is our Lord.
呢一个就係嗰个次序。聪明是由智慧而来，智慧就是我们的主耶稣。
And through the Lord, we have his spoken word, we have his written word.
从主那里，我们有他所写低下来的话，也都从他而来，有他所讲的话。
And we can read from the Psalms, especially Psalm 119, we understand that understanding actually emanates from his precepts.
那我们在詩篇第119篇那裡，我們看見聰明就是從他那些的律法和法道而來的。
And not only that, but the Lord gives us His Holy Spirit by which to teach us about His Word.
不單止這些寫下來講出來的話，神亦都將聖靈賜過給我們，使我們能夠明白這些的話。
The Spirit is given to us as a helper.
圣灵是神赐过给我们，要作我们的保卫师。
To bring into remembrance all the things that the Lord has spoken.
要我们能够记起，明白主所讲的一切话。
The Holy Spirit will convict us of all sin, of righteousness, of judgment.
圣灵要我们人为罪、为义、为审判来去悔改。
And the Holy Spirit will also guide us into all truth.
圣灵亦都要带领我们进入一切的真理。
Both of things, past, present, and into the future.
无论在过去、现在、将来的事。
The Holy Spirit is such a wonderful gift given amongst to us.
圣灵是实在神赐过给我们一件美好的礼物。
For it's through the Spirit that we are able to gain understanding.
因为藉着圣灵，我们能够得着聪明。
And apply that to our living, and apply that to our building.
藉着这些嘅聪明，使我们能够来去活过来，亦都能够在建造上面有份。
It means learning how to keep the law and to keep his commandments.
就是教导我们能够去遵行神嘅律法。
And understanding also means to be able to depart from evil.
聪明亦都就系嘅意思，就系使我哋能够离开罪恶。
But understanding doesn't only stop there.
但系聪明唔系就系停喺嗰一步。
But it also gives us insight into purpose and meaning. It gives us perspective.
聪明叫我哋能够明白嗰一个嘅目的，明白嗰个旨意。叫我哋有唔同嘅角度嚟去睇呢啲嘅事情。
The Lord wants us to understand why we've been called to be sons of God.
神要我哋明白点解我哋被呼召作佢嘅儿女。
Why we have been brought into this house.
神要我哋明白点解我哋被呼召邀请进入佢嘅家。
And why we are called to be a part of building this house.
亦都要我哋明白点解我哋被呼召来去一同与他同工来去建造。
Just as the Lord had wanted Solomon to know, and he spoke and revealed these matters through his father, King David.
就好像神要所罗门王去明白这一切事情一样。 所以神是藉着他的父亲大卫叫所罗门明白这一切。
Solomon had this great task in front of him.
所罗门在他面前他要面对这一件很伟大的工程。
And that was to build the house of the Lord.
就要来去建造神的殿。
So that the Lord could dwell there.
让神能够居住在这个殿里面。
And be amongst his people.
使他能够与他的百姓同在。
And to magnify his glorious presence to all the nations.
藉着这个殿能够向万国来去彰显他的荣耀。
We already talked about the endless resources that Solomon had available at his disposal to build this wonderful house.
咁我哋已经分享过喺所罗门嗰度大卫系为佢预备咗无限嘅材料为着圣殿嚟去建造。
And we know from reading the historic account in the Kings that this building took over 7 years.
咁我哋喺列王记上下见到起呢个殿用咗7年嘅时间。
And it involved tens of thousands, if not even into the hundreds of thousands of laborers and workmen in order to build.
咁当中系有成千上万嘅嘅工人嚟去建造。
It was a massive work.
系一个好庞大嘅工程。
And it was a glorious building.
亦都系建立出嚟系一个好荣耀嘅一个建筑物。
And so after 7 years, Solomon had completed the task that had been given unto him.
七年之后，所罗门完成咗佢所要完成嘅工程。
He arose and executed and built the house of the Lord so that the Lord could have a place where he could dwell and be magnified.
佢起来，佢作工，佢完成咗呢一个殿，让神有呢一个嘅喺地上有佢嘅见证。
But it is sad to say that we know that even though Solomon was the wisest man in the earth, he was called to build a house of rest for the Lord, himself did not have rest.
但是很可惜的，所罗门他被称为地上最有智慧的一个人，他被呼召为神来去建造他得着安息的地方。但所罗门自己他是得不着安息。
We read in 1 Kings chapter 7 that he went on to other endeavors.
我们在列代记上第七章那里见到当所罗门完成了他自己这个建殿的工程的时候他为自己有很多其他的工程。
That one of his next feats, I don't know if it was immediately after or he started at the same time that he built the Lord's house was to build a palace for himself.
他建殿之后他自己的工程就是为自己来去建殿宇。
And that took 13 years to build.
他建自己的殿自己的王宫就花了13年的时间。
And then even above and beyond that, if we were to read in the book of Ecclesiastes, we know that Solomon was a man who had a heart for many other great works.
除了建自己王宫之外，我们在传道书亦都看见所罗门为着自己有好多不同的工程来去做。
He set his mind and his heart on so many other things.
他在他人生里面定义来去做好多不同的工作。
You know, so many of them would be so highly esteemed in the eyes of the world.
在人来去看这些工程都是被人来去羡慕的。
The search for wisdom and all that has been done under the sun.
在日光之下他在这里寻找智慧。
The pursuit of great works and houses and vineyards and parks.
在那里来去追求这些殿宇这些葡萄园这些不同的建筑工程。
Then there was also the diversion of pleasure, of wine and music and concubines. And all that would satisfy a man's heart.
在那里来去要他的心得着满足，就藉着酒，那些的妻妾，那些的音乐，来去满足他的心。
And he was one who collected great wealth, silver and gold, the treasure of kings and kingdoms, provinces.
在那里，所罗门也都来去得着好多嘅贡献，从万国得着好多唔同嘅荣华富贵。
And what did Solomon, the wisest man on earth, have to say about all this after it was all said and done?
经历过这一切之后，所罗门这一位地上最有智慧的人，他的总结是如何呢？
Vanity of vanities.
虚空的是虚空。
All is vanity, striving after the wind. It is futile.
一切都是虚空，一切都是暴风的。
Because he says, in much wisdom and knowledge, there is much grief and pain.
因为在这一切的聪明智慧里面，是充满着受苦劳烦。
We all come and we all go from one generation to the next.
一代来，一代过去，一代又来。
All of our work is like striving after the wind.
一切的工作就好像暴风一样。
We cannot understand that all God has done or is doing or permits man to do.
我们不能够明白神所作的事情。
It does not make sense to the human mind.
人来讲，是不能够明白日光之下所发生的事情。
So is all hope lost? Is there no meaning to life?
这样人生是不是没有意义呢？
I thank the Lord that he did indeed give revelation and understanding and wisdom to Solomon.
但感谢主，神是将智慧、聪明和知识去赐过给所罗门。
Because that is not the case.
因为不是这样的。
But in fact, it drives Solomon to another conclusion. I've been reading this book, a Christian classic called Knowing God by J.I. Packer.
我最近去看这一本很出名的属灵的书籍，是这个叫J.I. Packer所写，那个书的题目叫《认识神》。
And it was a book that was written 50 years ago.
这本书是50年前来写的。
And it's one of those books that you really have to read almost each word twice.
这本书你看的时候，你读每一个字都要读至少两次才能够明白。
It is so weighty and meaty, almost like how we've read T. Austin Sparks in the past.
这本书就好像史伯克弟兄所写的书籍一样，每一个字都很有分量的。
Or maybe Andrew Murray.
或者是Andrew Mollack所写的书籍一样。
The Lord has really given this...
安德烈·穆勒。
The Lord has really given this individual great depth and perspective when it comes to this matter about wisdom and understanding.
智慧、聪明，神给了很多的启示，这位弟兄。
And so he summarizes, Packer summarizes Solomon's conclusion very well.
这个Packer弟兄就总结了所罗门所看见的。
And to put simply, it starts with what is written in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Fear God and keep his commandments.
里面总结出来的就是首先我们要来去敬畏神。
But then he goes on and writes and summarizes the other parts from the earlier chapters.
这位Packer弟兄继续来去解释，来去总结这个传道书所罗门所写的。
Trust and obey him, reverence him, worship him, be humble before him.
除了你去敬畏神，去遵行他的话之外，我们要信而信服，我们要敬畏他，我们要敬拜他，我们在他面前去谦卑。
And never say more than you mean and will stand to when you pray to him.
当你去向他祷告的时候，不需要你去讲一些你不能够做的事情。
Seek grace to work hard at whatever life calls you to do.
在人生里面，无论你经历咩，无论你做咩事情，都要嚟去寻求神嘅恩典。
And enjoy your work as you do it.
当你去做呢啲工程、做呢工作嘅时候，你要喺嗰度嚟去享用。
Leave to God its issues. Let Him measure its ultimate worth. Your part is to use all the good sense and enterprise at your command in exploiting the opportunities that lie before you.
无论当你面对任何问题的时候，你就让神来去处理 你就让神嚟去去画出嗰一个嘅容量。你所要作嘅工作就系用你所有嘅嚟去找紧嗰个机会嚟去认识神。
But what is this wisdom that he gives? As we have seen, it is not a sharing in all his knowledge, but a disposition to confess that he is wise and to cleave to him and live for him in the light of his word through thick and thin.
咁呢一个神俾我哋嘅智慧系咩一回事咧？就系当我哋嚟去睇嘅时候，就系唔系要同神嚟去分享神所里面一切嘅知识。却是要在那里来去承认神自己就是那个智慧，而在那里我们来去找紧他，为他而活，在他的话里面能够看见他自己的亮光。
This then is why we need to apply understanding to the wisdom of the Lord.
所以我们在这里就能够看见，我们要来去藉着神的话来去得着那个的智慧聪明。
So that we do not become a people we're just so self-focused on our own preoccupations.
叫我哋唔作为嗰一班人，就系为着自己，要所得着嘅，嚟去忘记咗神嘅事情。
And then become people who live aimlessly, hopelessly.
就系喺结果就喺嗰个过程中，就漫无目的嘅嚟去过活。
Even becoming bitter and frustrated or mad at the end.
甚至就成为咗嗰一啲系充满埋怨嘅嗰一班人。
As those who are in Christ as New Testament believers, we have the privilege to better recognize that God has a higher calling for us.
我哋作为新约嘅信徒，我哋要看见我哋主为我哋所预备嘅系更好嘅、更美善嘅。
That he would want us to build up his house together.
我哋要看见主系愿意与我哋同工一同嘅嚟去建造佢嘅家
，so that we may be able to dwell together with our Lord。
使我哋能够系与主嚟去一同嘅嚟去成长。
And in so doing, then we will be able together to display the magnificent glory of our Lord to all of creation。
当我哋嚟去咁样作嘅时候，我哋就能够彰显神嘅荣耀。
This is the understanding that the Lord would want us to have as we build.
当我哋嚟去咁样建造嘅时候，呢一个就系神要我哋有咁样嘅明白，呢个聪明嘅明白。
That draws on the wisdom of God, Christ Jesus.
咁呢一个明白系从神智慧就系主耶稣自己而嚟嘅。
And then that leads us to knowledge.
当我哋咁样作嘅时候，这个聪明，这个明白，就带我哋进入知识。
Because knowledge is this third aspect by which we are to build up the house of God.
因为知识就系这个第三点，我哋要喺建造神嘅家里面，我哋要认识嘅。
Sadly, too many times as believers, we are just content with resting on this foundation.
好可惜嘅，好多时作为信主嘅人，我哋就好满足，我哋有呢一个根基。
And nothing else, using the foundation of our Lord Jesus as a safety net, as an assurance, as a free ticket by which we can go to heaven.
我哋以为有咗呢一个根基，我哋就有呢一个免费嘅嗰张飞能够进入天国。
But we know that the Lord has so much more for us.
但我哋晓得神为我哋预备系更多嘅。
And so we take that next step and we gain understanding.
所以我哋有咗根基，有咗呢个智慧之后，我哋就走下一步，我哋得着呢一个聪明，得着呢个明白。
And we get that insight and that perspective to understand the purpose of God, His eternal will.
咁我哋喺嗰度有咗聪明之后，就能够明白神嗰个嘅旨意。
But then there are times, brothers and sisters, when we get stuck there too.
但系弟兄姊妹，好多时候我哋就停留喺第二步呢一度。
It's wonderful to have all this meaning and understanding.
当然我哋有咗呢一啲嘅聪明，有咗呢啲明白，系好美好。
But the Lord wants us to do something with it.
但系神希望我哋有咗呢一啲嘅 聰明明白之後，能夠去做用呢啲嚟去做事情。
I mean, how satisfied would you be if you were to purchase a house? Now I'm talking from the physical worldly standpoint, and you had to drop your $1 million plus, your life savings, not to mention get into a 30-year mortgage to buy a house that only had a foundation.
如果我哋用咗我哋一生嘅積蓄嚟去借錢嚟去買屋，但係買咗翻嚟呢間屋淨係得個根基嘅話，你會唔會滿意咧？
If you paid that amount of money, you would want the house to be complete with more than just a foundation.
咁你要花咁多嘅錢，你會希望呢間屋係唔單止只有根基，你想呢間屋係起成你能夠喺裏面享用嘅。
You would want the walls, the frame to be established.
你希望喺根基上面有呢啲嘅牆，有呢一啲嘅木條。
And then you would want there to be rooms contained with inside those outer walls.
咁你想喺牆裏面嚟去間一啲房。
And then not only that, you don't just buy a house just simply to say you have a house.
咁唔單止呢啲房，你唔單止有呢間屋。
But you buy a house so that you would have a home, a place to dwell, a place to rest.
你希望喺呢間屋呢啲房裏面嚟去得著安息，得著休息。
Where you can have precious and pleasant riches.
你希望喺屋裏面充滿咗一啲寶貴嘅物件。
In the same way, the Lord would want His house to be built.
同樣，神盼望佢嘅家，佢嘅屋能夠被建造。
And He expects all the same, if not even more.
同樣佢所期待嘅，就好似我哋期待地上嘅屋一樣。
Because He has great things in store for us.
因為佢為著呢個屋係預備咗好多寶貴嘅財物。
Yeah, so this is what knowledge is.
呢一啲嘅寶貴財物就係知識。
It's filling upThese rooms in the house of God were pleasant and precious riches.
就是神要用因知识来去充满各样美好宝贵的财物。
It's not merely having wisdom.
不单止是有智慧。
It's not even having understanding added to wisdom.
不单止是有了智慧之后有聪明。
It's living out that wisdom and understanding.
它是要活出呢一个智慧，活出呢一个聪明出嚟。
It's living out Christ in the way that He has shown unto us through His Word.
就系活出基督自己，就系活出主嘅话出嚟。
It's arising, it's apprehending Christ, it's building the church.
就系要起来，就系要得着基督，就系要建立教会。
And as we do that, then we will come to know Christ.
当我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋就能够认识基督。
And as we do that, we learn to count all things lost in comparison to the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就能够看万事为粪土，就是要认识基督为至宝。
I wonder how willing we are to consider things lost. Not even all things lost, but maybe even some things lost.
不知大家有没有这样思想，就是要我们来去看万事为粪土，或者看一部分的事情为粪土，有几难呢？
We live in such a prosperous time.
我们活在一个很充足、很繁荣的时代。
We live in such a wonderful locality here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
我们活在这个三藩市湾区，也都是很繁荣的。
But I think in the midst of all this material blessing and wealth,It is easy for us to become numb to the things of God.
但是在这些物质的丰盛里面，我们很容易对神的事情就麻痹了。
Because we are so focused on our work, on our homes, even on our family lives.
因为我们集中我们注意力在我们工作，在我们的屋企，在我们的工作里面。
And we really end up being people who squeeze God out.
我们结果成为一班将神放在我们生活以外的一班人。
No longer looking to Him, depending on our own education, our own training, our own wisdom.
我们再不来去仰望依靠祂， 卻係依靠我哋自己嘅學歷我哋嘅經驗我哋自己嘅智慧。
I mean, how much do we love the Lord?
我哋有幾愛主呢?
How much do we depend on Him?
我哋係有幾依靠我哋嘅主呢?
How much do we value our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ?
我哋看我哋身邊嘅弟兄姊妹有何等嘅價值呢?
How much are we willing to build into this spiritual house of God?
我哋有幾願意為著神嘅家嚟去一同嘅嚟去建造呢?
I mean, are we willing to lay down some part of our lives?
我哋愿唔愿意将我哋生活嘅一部分嚟去放低?
And because we see something greater that the Lord has for us.
因着我哋看见主为我哋预备有更好嘅，而去将呢啲放低咧。
You know, whether that would be our work or our hobbies, all the things that we pursue after our time, our money.
可能系我哋嘅工作或者系一啲嘅嗜好或者系我哋嘅时间或者我哋嘅金钱。
Maybe even our sleep. Our bodies, our health.
或者甚至是我们睡觉的时间，是我们的健康。
Are we willing to offer these up to the Lord?
我们愿不愿意将这一切来去献给主呢?
So that we may look to the Lord more and spend more time with Him and depend on Him.
使我们更多时间来去仰望主，更多时间来去依靠主。
There's something to be said about learning to be made weak so that the Christ Jesus may become strong in us.
在圣经那里讲到我们要软弱成为软弱让神的能力使我们变为刚强。这句话是我们要去思想的。
Sometimes the Lord has to do this in us.
有些时候神要咁样喺我哋嘅生命里面工作。
If we aren't willing to do some of that ourselves，
如果我哋唔愿意嚟去放低自己嘅话，神要咁样做。
It's almost like Paul and that thorn in the flesh that he prayed three times would be removed from him。
就好似喺保罗身上面有嗰条刺佢三次嚟去喺祷告上面求主嚟去将佢挪开。
But in the end, he was able to let it go。
但系最后保罗佢系愿意嚟去放低嗰件事情。
So that in his weakness, that the power of Christ may be able to dwell in him.
使佢喺佢自己软弱上面，神嘅能力能够显大。
And may we learn to have that same heart, that attitude.
愿意我哋能够学习保罗呢一个嘅心智。
That whatever it would take, so that the power of Christ may be able to rest and dwell in us.
无论要做啲咩事情。都要让神的能力在我们身上面显大。
That we would be willing to let go.
叫我们能够放低。
Rather than the Lord having to take it away from us, to give us something better.
不用让主来去将我们不愿意放低的来去挪开。
For it's when we learn to sacrifice and offer ourselves up to the Lord on that altar, then we can become a pleasing aroma unto God.
因为就是当我们能够学习到在那个祭坛上面将我们自己是当作活祭献上的时候，我们就能够成为那个馨香的祭品来去献给神。
This is the fragrance of Christ who himself placed himself on that altar for our sakes.
那一个馨香的祭就是主耶稣自己的馨香。
You know, knowledge is defined as an insight or intelligence, understanding, or even wisdom that is gathered through the senses.
知识就是嗰一啲可以咁样嚟去形容，就是嗰啲能够感受到嘅嗰啲嘅智慧，嗰啲嘅聪明。
How much we know Christ is something that can be perceived by others and certainly measured by God.
我哋有几多认识主耶稣是其他人能够睇到，神亦都能够系测量到嘅。
You know, what is our aroma like when we consider the matters of God?
当我哋嚟去谂起自己同神嘅事情有咩关系嘅时候，呢一个嘅馨香系人哋能够闻到嘅。
What is our demeanor? What is our attitude like when we consider His Word?
当我哋嚟去思想我哋自己系对神嘅话系咩态度嘅时候，我哋嗰一个嘅 態度係如何呢?
What is our speech like when we are asked to build in to the house of God?
當我哋嚟去講到要一同嚟去建造神嘅家嘅時候，我哋嗰個嘅反應，我哋嗰個嘅回答係如何呢?
You know, the Lord is fitting us together as living stones to build us up into a spiritual house.
大家曉得神係將我哋嚟去放埋一齊，要作活石，係為著佢嘅家要嚟去建造成靈宮。
If you turn to 1 Peter 2, verses 4 and 5.
我哋請打開彼得前書第二章第四節到第五節。
We're reminded of this.
我哋就咁樣被提醒。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. And coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
主乃活石，固然被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
See, we are these living stones.
所以我哋就系呢一啲嘅活石。
But the Lord would want us to offer up sacrifices unto Him.
但系主愿意我哋喺佢面前献上作为灵祭。
And that first starts with us.
咁要係從我哋嚟去開始。
What are we willing to give up unto our Lord?
我哋有啲咩係願意嚟去獻俾主嘅咧
？So that we may be able to serve in God's household.
使我哋能夠喺神嘅家裏面嚟去服侍咧。
That we learn how to love and serve one another in the same time.
我哋實在願意嚟去學習點樣去彼此嘅相愛，彼此嘅服侍。
This then is how the house of God and its rooms begin to be filled up with pleasant and precious riches.
当我们能够这样做的时候，神的家就能够被各样美好宝贵的财物来去充满。
It's when we learn out, when we learn to live out what the Lord has shown unto us.
当我们来去学习活出神教导我们的事物的时候。
To rely on Christ and Christ alone.
当我们来去晓得来去依靠主是祂就是唯一的道路的时候
To apply meaning and understanding as to what it is, why it is that he calls us into his household and to build.
我们将那些神使我们看见为什么我们被召进祂的家来去一同建造当我们这样能够看见当我们能够应用出来的时候
And then to practically live out this knowledge that he gives to us that is sensible by those who are around us.
就是当我们能够在实际里面活出神赐过给我们这些的知识到一个地步让其他人能够有这个触觉看见的时候
So this is done in the way that we interact with one another.
咁呢一切都能够喺我哋弟兄姊妹嘅交通里面能够看见。
For a house is an empty house unless it is filled with individuals and those precious things.
因为一个家里面系空嘅，除非系被人嚟去充满，被嗰啲宝贵嘅财物嚟去充满。
And there is nothing more precious.Then the people and the interactions, the relationships these people have with one another and with the Lord God.
喺呢个家里面，冇啲咩比以下系更加宝贵。就系弟兄姊妹能够有嗰个交通，亦都弟兄姊妹与神有一个交通。
In Psalm 133, we're familiar with this verse.
喺诗篇第133篇，我哋都好熟悉。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等嘅善。
It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard.
是何等嘅美，这好比那贵重嘅油浇在亚伦嘅头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
Coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
好比黑門與金露降在石安山，因為在那裡有耶和華所命定的福，就是永遠的生命。
This is what the Lord would have for us.
這個就是神為我們所預備的。
He builds up this house and he uses us to build up this house.
他要建造他的家，他要與我們同工，一同來去建造這個家。
And we're given this understanding and then even asked to exercise this knowledge.
他是將這個聰明，這個明白的賜過給我們，他也都叫我們來去活出這個知識出來。
Not just knowledge for ourselves.
這些知識不是就是為了我們自己。
For we know that knowledge puffs up. Knowledge makes arrogant.
因為我們知識如果是為自己，是要人來去驕傲。
But love builds up. Love edifies.
但是愛是能夠建造。
So together as brothers and sisters in the Lord, we're called together to live and dwell in unity.
所以弟兄姊妹，我們是被神来去呼召，一同的来去建造一同的同居。
With our Lord, this is the life that He would have for us.
就是一同的与主来去同住。
It is a overflowing, is an overcoming type of life.
这个的生命是一个满溢的生命，是一个得胜的生命。
It is full and is abundant.
是一个满足，是一个丰盛的生命。
It is precious and it is pleasant.
是一个宝贵的生命，是一个有福的生命。
It is, in fact, a great treasure.
实在是一个是一件宝贵的财物。
For all that we have together, all that we are is because of our Lord Jesus.
因为我们所得着的一切，我们所是的一切，都是因着我们主耶稣基督。
And so this is what we hold on to.
所以这些就是我们今天要找紧的。
As brothers and sisters in the Lord,
我们作为主内的弟兄姊妹，
we have many differences.
我们有很多，可能很多不同的不同。
We come from different places. We were raised by different parents.
我们是有很多不同的背景，有不同的父母。
We have different pursuits and occupations.
我们有不同的工作，我们所追求的都可能不同。
But the Lord has put us together.
但是主将我们放在一起。
For a purpose.
为了一个目的。
That we may build together.
就是叫我们能够一同的建造。
His house to live in, to dwell with him.
就是要一同建造他的家，在这个家里面一同的来去与主同在。
To display his goodness.
要在这个家里面来去彰显主自己的美善。
So wherever we are today,
所以今日无论我们在哪里，
whether physically,
无论我们的身处何在，
whether we're online and we're unable to come to the meeting place,
或者你是在网上面，你不能够来到聚会所一同的实体聚会。
Or whether the Lord has opened the way by which we are able to meet here.
或者主有恩典是开路，让我们今天来到这个会所一同聚会。
And wherever we are spiritually.
无论我们灵里面在哪一处。
As those who have just come to know the Lord.
可能有些的弟兄姊妹是刚刚来去信主。
Are those who have been in the Lord for many years.
或者有些弟兄姊妹已经信了主很多年日。
May we really learn to encourage one another.
但是我们都要来去一同的学习。
And build one another,
互相的勉励。
And build one another up.
来去互相的建造。
And share the goodness of the Lord with each other.
就是互相来去分享神在我们每一个弟兄姊妹身上所作的美事。
Using whatever faculties and gifts and resources and energy and time that the Lord has given unto us.
是用不同神赐过我们的资源，无论是我们的时间，我们的精力，我们的钱财。
He has given us so much.
神是何等大恩典，是丰盛的来去祝福我们。
But are we willing to give back to him and give unto our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and also to our fellow man.
我们愿不愿意来去将神所赐过给我们来去奉献回给他呢？来去是将我们所得着的来去供应给弟兄姊妹同埋其他人呢？
This is how the house of God becomes a beautiful and wonderful place.
这样就是神的家 要成为一个美好的家的那一个方法。
When we as individuals are able to let go of our own individual goals.
就是我们每一个人愿意放低自己的目的目标。
And strive together and live together for a higher goal.
却是为着一个更高的目的来去一同的来去追求一同的活出。
For the Lord's goal.
这个更高的目的就是主的目的。
So may the Lord have the glory and the honor in all that we have shared this morning.
所以愿意在我们今早上所交通的一切，愿主来去得着所有的荣耀、颂赞。
May we learn to offer ourselves back up unto the Lord.
愿意我们学习来去将自己来去献上，当作活祭。
Let's close with a word.
我们有少少的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for how you love us.
天父，我们何等的感谢，你是何等的爱我们。
And how you've prepared so much for us.
你为我们为着我们预备了一切。
That everything has already been laid out and prepared for us.
实在一切已经为我们预备好。
Though we may not know all the details.
可能我们不晓得所有的资料。
We know that you are an almighty God, an abundant God.
但我们晓得你是那位全能全丰的神。
You are all powerful.
你是全能的。
And you have all that you would ever need to be able to do the work that is on your heart.
实在你要做你的事情是已经有一切的能力。
Who are we that you would call us into such a glorious household?
但我们是何等样的人呢？你怎会邀请我们进入你的家里面呢？
And to give us such a noble task.
甚至是将这个这么大的庞大的工程是叫我们能够得着参与呢？
We bow down before you in fear and reverence with all in humility.
主，我们想起这一切，实在愿意来去谦卑，来去跪拜，向你跪拜。
And we pray that you would add on unto us not only this wisdom and understanding, but we really would be those who would live out in a way this knowledge that you have shown unto us.
主，实在叫我们不单止得着由你而来的智慧和聪明，却是叫我们能够活出这些知识，能够在实际里面来去参与这个工作。
That we would use it for the benefit of the brethren.
使我们能够活出这些知识，使弟兄姊妹能够得着益处。
And that we would use it for your delight.
使我们能够使用这些知识，能够使你得着满足。
Have your way amongst us.
主，求你在我们当中行你的道路。
Do that good work which you have started.
求你继续去完成你已开始的工作。
We look forward to that time when you will complete it.
主，我们来去期待你完成的那一刻。
We praise you and thank you.
我们感谢赞美你。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.